The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you guys. Now, thanks to yesterday's Dino Dog, now I'm checking out who the dog of the day is. Who's single and ready to mingle. Now look what you've started.
Yeah, and what did you think of Beulah today?
Beulah is just delicious. Come on, guys. Go on a lifetime date with Beulah. She's beautiful. She's a border collie, and border collies just have the most beautiful temperament.
Oh, wait, hold on. You had a Belgian shepherd, right?
I did have a Belgian shepherd.
A complete nutter, if I recall.
Well, look who the owner was.
Okay, Rolien, let's talk news.
Yeah, I was going to say, talking nutty, talk about this French police's flag ban. What is that all about, Rolien?
Well, this is absolutely absurd, and it's understandable that we have heard from our Minister of Culture and Sport, Miri Regev, and our current Minister of Foreign Affairs, Israel Katz. So basically the story is that the French police are going to ban the fans of Maccabi Haifa from flying the Israeli flag during their Europa League qualifying match against Strasbourg this evening. And they say their rationale is there is a hostile environment in Strasbourg, and they are expecting anti-Israel protests. And in addition to banning the flying of the beautiful blue and white, the local authorities have also decided that they will stop Israelis from wearing Maccabi Haifa shirts or having any other insignia. And they are also going to restrict the number of Israelis that will be allowed into the stadium, which is really unfair on not just that it's a horrible thing to do, but it's also unfair on those Israeli fans who have flown in specifically for this game. So Miri Regev, who is the Minister of Sports and Culture, released a statement today, and she said, "I expect French authorities to ensure the safety of the Israeli fans and players and let the fans cheer on their team like in all sports venues and competitions. And it's unacceptable for a fan of an Israeli club to be afraid in a soccer stadium in France and be barred from flying the flag of Israel or their team." And, you know, it's we've also heard from Israel's ambassador to France, Elisa Ben-Nun, who said that, you know, it's absolutely unacceptable because they will allow demonstration that call for boycotts of Israel, and that will be allowed, but waving the Israeli flag will not be. And our foreign minister, Israel Katz, has said that he has actually ordered the Israeli embassy in France to take immediate action to have the restrictions removed. So this has resulted in a huge outcry. So it's once again saying that, you know, we have to be scared, we have to be frightened, but yet those who are there to cause problems, who are there to call for our destruction and call for boycotts, they are allowed to protest, but we can't go and support our team. And unfortunately, France is not the first country to do this. Scotland has done this before as well.
Yeah, but this is absolute and total capitulation. I mean, if you look what's happened in France over the last 2-3 years and the fact that there've been anti-Semitic murders, this is just capitulation. I'm gobsmacked and I'm angry, and this doesn't wear well. Doesn't wear well.
No, absolutely. I'm also extremely, extremely angry because, you know, it's once again we are marked out. This time, you know, we are forbidden from being proud to be who we are. This is a soccer match. It should be in the spirit of sportsmanship, in the spirit of brotherhood, and it's absolutely untenable that they are allowing protesters while banning us.
Rolien, kind of a strange story. Two Israelis shot dead in broad daylight in Mexico City. What's the story there?
Well, this was, you know, a horrific story that broke relatively early this morning. And of course, the immediate reaction is what kind of motivation was behind this. Is this terror motivated? And initially, police suspected that maybe it wasn't terror motivated, but it could have been a crime of passion. Now, because the story has been developing throughout the day, apparently one of the two Israelis that were shot in broad daylight, this is in Mexico City, has been identified as what they're calling a prominent figure in Israel's criminal underworld, saying that this is perhaps a gangland assassination. So they've caught one of the killers, 33-year-old Esperanza Gutierrez Rojano, who has also confessed to the shooting, and she initially claimed it was a crime of passion. So, you know, there's so many conflicting reports, Israeli media saying that one of the deceased was a very, very well-known Israeli crime boss, Ben Sutti, and apparently he had finished a very, very long prison sentence in Israel in February and was out in Mexico City. So quite an extraordinary story, but no terror motives here.
Okay. And then developments pre-election in Israel seem to be hotting up. What is happening in the left bloc? Because it seems like people are jockeying for positions and power and all sorts of alliances, etc.
Well, first of all, now we have a left bloc. You know, in the previous election, which seems so long ago, but which was actually only in April,
yes.
It looked like, you know, it would have been dark days for the Labour Party. And, it was believed that the young rising star in Israeli politics, Stav Shafir, would be the new leader of the Labour parties, but she was beaten by the incumbent Amir Peretz in the primaries. And a few weeks ago, the former Prime Minister Ehud Barak founded a new party called Israel Democratic Party. Well, as of yesterday, he has merged Israel Democratic Party with Meretz, which is very, very left-wing, and they have formed a new party called the Democratic Union. And now Stav Shafir, who's upset that Amir Peretz will not join forces with other left-wing parties, she has now joined this new Democratic Union. And what is quite interesting is that the head of Meretz, Nitzan Horovitz, will be the leader of this Democratic Union. Shafir is number two on the party list, should they make the threshold and get the seats that they need. But Ehud Barak, who initiated all of this, he is down at 10th place. So it's very interesting because there's been a lot of talk about the crimes of child trafficker Epstein this weekend, a story breaking this morning that perhaps he tried to commit suicide. And there's a lot of speculation that perhaps Ehud Barak has put himself quite far down on the list because of his ties to Epstein. So I tell you, I think the sequel to the elections in April is turning out to be quite the drama. I mean, we missed Game of Thrones, so here you go.
Wow, that's the way to put it, yeah.
Raleen Marks, that is where we leave it for the week. Thank you so much, and I just want to wish you and your family a Shabbat Shalom, and we look forward to speaking to you again on Monday.
Shabbat Shalom to you guys, and I tell you, I think I'll need the weekend to recover from all this election drama.